This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. I trust my colleague was fine last night. I was told he did fairly well. But in any event, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, of course, I will be covering in a little bit, probably, it's Wednesday, so it means it's going to be the World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. But, and one of the things we're going to talk about is this unilateral decision by the Massachusetts Attorney General to ban the sale of new AR-15s in Massachusetts, the wellspring of freedom. We're going to talk about that with Sean because I want to get Sean's take on that. But first, I want to talk about where we're sitting right now, and I'm completely unconcerned right now with what's going on at the National Convention, the RNC. If that's something anybody wants to talk about, we'll call in. We'll talk about it. But that's not really pressing on me right now. Turkey's failed coup, combined with the disastrous disunity and polarization in the United States, thanks to Barack Obama, has made a few people think about what would happen if it happened here. First, you got this part-time law professor and full-time insta-pundit, Glenn Reynolds, who's recently taken serious looks at the issue of coups within the context of the American system of checks and balances. So what if next January, Obama and his barely post-puberty band of juice box screw-ups in the West Wing decide they don't want to go? And the issue is even more pressing with Donald Trump sneaking in up in the polls. Nate Silver gives him a 34% chance of winning, which is up from the approximately 0% chance a whole bunch of people gave him a year ago. If a couple more disgruntled cop haters with totally obvious unknown motives and a few more radicals go on kill sprees, Trump might very well be our next president. I would like, I'd rather see that than Hillary. So could Barack Obama pull off a coup to keep himself in power rather than turn over the keys to the Oval Office? Well, there's no damn way. At the outset, what makes you think he would suddenly become competent enough to pull off that kind of sophisticated scheme, especially with him leading from behind the wheel of the Ivy League clown car that is his administration? Those twits can't even beat a bunch of Bedouin bandidos sitting out in the open in the middle of a desert. But it never pays to rely solely on the incompetence of your opponent, so let's run through a scenario and see how this would play out. Okay, Donald Trump gets elected, snatching Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan from Hillary when the people liberals have spent the last half century dumping on get mad and vote. Gracious as always, Trump's victory speech promises that Attorney General Chris Christie's first job will be to investigate and prosecute Pantsuit and President Fahey McWorse than Carter. This gets Obama's attention faster than a delicious doggy at dinner time. His post-presidency plans involve sucking up to the residual adulation of the idiots who love him. They don't involve dodging subpoenas and maybe even indictments. Hillary, after she sobers up, calls him and shrieks that he has to do something. Obama quickly says, "Valerie, it's up to you," and hands over the phone to Miss Jarrett. But it's quite clear, this whole peaceful transition of power thing just can't happen. Plus, he tells himself the rule of law is racist anyway, and so the coup plotting begins. Now, a coup is generally a small group of people quickly seizing power, often bloodlessly. This is in contrast to a civil war, which is neither quick nor bloodless. In the American system, it would likely mean one part of the government, here the executive, moving to essentially unmoor itself from the checks and balances of the other branches. So, in other words, he would be doing what he's tried to do for the last 8 years, except without guns. Or maybe with guns, excuse me. So how do you pull off a coup in the United States? That's actually harder than it appears. A coup, by definition, is covert. You have to try to keep the active force as small as possible to maintain secrecy, yet still enough assets to do the job. Problem for Obama is that a significant portion of the most important element, the military, has nothing but contempt for him. This does not include the military senior leadership, the sorry spectacle of senior officers slavishly going along with the troop imperiling idiocy, like transsexual integration instead of throwing their stars on the table and walking out as a disgrace. So a significant number of generals would be intimidated into doing whatever Obama says. If they can't tell him that, no, America's greatest strategic challenge is not slightly warmer weather, well, they haven't the intestinal fortitude to tell him, no, I'm not putting a mech battalion on Capitol Hill. Next challenge is to get the troops to do it. "Wait, Colonel," says Captain Smith of Rapid City, South Dakota. "You want me to take my infantry company into Washington and maybe shoot American citizens? Sir, did you start at the old club a little early today?" Now, assume the good captain passes that manifestly unlawful order to his troops. So then Sergeant First Class Jones and most of the rest of the company NCOs would report that some explained maintenance problem had rendered most of the unit's vehicles deadlined. Well, sir, he'd say, shrugging, "The military runs on NCO power. When they stop playing, you don't have an army anymore. You have a bunch of government employees sitting around dressed like shrubs." But assume the military does act. What's it do? How about seize the prime media outlets? Well, they wouldn't be that neat to seize that many of them. The New York Times and the Alphabet Network were cheerleader coup. What about the others? What about the thousands of radio and TV stations would they grab? How about the Internet? Where do the soldiers go to take over the Internet? Do they go to Mark Zuckerberg's house? And there's another problem. Texas plus a bunch of other states with administrations that still have affinity to that wacky old constitution of ours. How do you imagine Abbott would react to Obama informing the nation that he thinks he'll just stick around for a while, even with those meddling kids in Congress? Probably not too well. Abbott has most of an infantry division that works for him. And all other loyal governors have forces, too. And it being their home, these local boys and girls will fight. So speaking of fighting, that brings us to the last little obstacle in Coupville. And that's us, the American people. It's been his greatest disappointment that Obama's had to, that he's been unable to crush and humiliate the decent patriots of this country who keep and bear arms. Disarming us isn't just fun, it's a strategic necessity for a coup to work. But we buy 60,000 firearms every day. That's four infantry divisions worth. The U.S. military has very roughly the equivalent of 25 active and reserve infantry and armored divisions. And then there's that dubious loyalty. Wargaming and the possibility of the elite trying to retain power would be an amusing exercise, but in the end, it's those damn bitter clingers who would once again mess up the liberal scheme. Now, we call the bitter clingers something else altogether. We call them Americans. We call them patriots, veterans, law enforcement. That's what we call them. Fun to think about. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. items, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I said that I don't want to talk about what's going on at the convention. Let's talk about what isn't going on at the convention. Right now, we have a lot of people that are skipping the convention, and it is good to know who the real conservatives are, who in Congress, which governors, which former candidates for president and stand-up people, and which of them are sore losers. The list of the latter is shameful and depressing. We knew that a great many of the establishment Republicans are cowards, interested only in preserving their own privilege and power, but we didn't know how many, but now we do. Let's start, shall we? The Bush family in its entirety, Romney, McCain, even Kasich, the governor in whose state the convention is taking place. They're not there. Most of Trump's former opponents are not there. The list of senators and members of the House is long and disgraceful. This is very bad. It's bad form, and it is complete stupidity for these guys, because by not showing up, they're saying, well, Hillary would be better. But that's not what the other thing is. It's what makes Hillary better. Hillary would be better for us, because then we get to hang on to things. And they're telegraphing their support for her by doing this. The most corrupt, dishonest politician prevailed for so long on the national stage in American history. Another term with another Alinskyite in the White House will be the end of America. It will hasten our slide into Venezuela territory as the bank accounts of the Clintons and their sycophants swell like Chavez or like Castro's and Putin's as they bankrupt their people to enrich themselves. Pantsuit has used her position as Secretary of State to make millions selling favors and access, past and future. She will do worse if president. Now, for a great many of us, Donald Trump was last on the list of preferred people. And there's a lot of reasons I could see where this would be that way. He's uninformed about national security issues and foreign policy and domestic policy and the military and more. He's said things in his past that makes him not look exactly like a true conservative. He said he does not read books. People don't like the way he speaks. And he won. He not only won, he got more votes than Romney got by huge margins. He has energized the base. He's energized certain members of the Democratic Party because they're going to vote for him based upon economics. He's had a very simple message that has resonated with millions of Americans who've been disenfranchised, disrespected, and disemployed over the last nearly 8 years. They've seen their medical care skyrocket or their access to it vanish. They've seen Obama dismiss ISIS as a JV team while Islamic terrorism is exploding around the globe. They've seen Obama and Clinton embrace the racist and anti-police rhetoric and violence of the Black Lives Matter crowd, which is riled up and funded by George Soros with a litany of misinformation. Millions of these Trump supporters voted Republican majorities into the House and Senate for no apparent good reason. Obama has still done whatever he wanted to do, no matter how unconstitutional, illegal, or dangerous. So, how do you try to square this up when you're looking at the entirety of Trump? His adult children interest me. They seem to be hardworking, intelligent, gracious, and successful. And this, you can't say that for the children of all very wealthy people. And they behave nothing like their unruly and unpredictable daddy. We should respect that. Raising children to be productive citizens is a very hard thing to do on this planet today. Whatever many of us did not see in Trump a year ago, millions of others did see as a potential savior of a kind. And he is the candidate, like it or not. For so many Republicans to snub the convention or refuse to endorse him is pathetic. Pathetic. All of these cats, Bush, Jeb Bush, everybody said this was his to lose, and lose it he did. He lost it all together. How do you go out and spend $125 million in a month and come in fourth? What? Who? I mean, I've been told for the last, since I got into doing radio, everybody's like, well, Bill, you know the politicians you're about to pay for. And it's money that wins. Except here's a cat that spent $125 million and came in fourth. Couldn't poll in double digits. This is classless and graceless for these for this party not to unite. This is them saying, I guess he spent, Jeb Bush spent $50 million per delegate that he got, huh? This is them, this is these Republicans that are staying home and by default endorsing Hillary are saying the country is not in duress. And the country is in huge duress. We're at each other's throats right now. We've got mainstream media, we've got all these pundits, we've got all of these race baiters. You know, we've got a war going on with law enforcement. Trump must win. And we have to keep the Clintons out of the White House again. They turned it into a tabloid soap opera for 8 years in the 90s. And this time they will turn the country into their own personal cash cow while they rob the American people of their freedoms. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, everything to follow. You know, the First and Second are where they are for a reason, because they are very important. They're what separate us from the rest of the planet. Man being the thinking, you know, the thinking animal, that separates us from the rest of the species on the planet. This separates us from everybody, the rest of mankind. They'll steal from the American people the opportunity to rise and thrive and further adulterate the population with refugees so that there will be no American culture in 8 years. This is not something about what you'd rather or you'd prefer. This is what we got to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. So often I try to hurry through the rejoinder, and I'm just going to take my time and say that coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, after the Nice, France terror attack, Western mainstream media is again in full damage control mode trying to rescue the narrative. Namely, that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism. First, we get this from Reuters by Tom Hennigan, titled Foreign and Domestic Policies Make France Most Threatened Country. Its very first opening sentence cites terrorist propaganda. That is, after two militant attacks in Paris killed 17 people in January last year, Islamic State's French-language magazine Dar al-Islam appeared with the Eiffel Tower on the cover and the headline, May Allah Curse France. Why Muslims would call on Allah's wrath against France is the theme of the entire report. And here, Hennigan leaves no stone unturned, even managing to invoke the Crusades in his attempt to portray France as grieving Muslims. He writes, the reasons that make France a prime target for radical Islamist groups from its present-day military operations all the way to, at least in Islamic State's propaganda, the Crusades from the 11th to 15th centuries when Christians battled Muslims in the Middle East. After the Paris attacks, Islamic State said France and other countries fighting alongside it would remain threatened as long as they pursued their crusader campaign in Syria and Iraq. Dar al-Islam wrote last year, France is gripped by an irrational and death hatred against Islam and Muslims that pushed it to the head of the coalition against the caliphate. Now, aside from the fact that Hannigan is basically quoting word for word ISIS and Islamic propaganda, the purpose of all this is that Muslims are angry with France because France is warring against ISIS. And here is the first conundrum. If we were freely told by mainstream media that ISIS, the terrorist organization that beheads and enslaves and rapes and crucifies and burns people alive, has nothing to do with Islam, why are Muslims angry at France's efforts against ISIS to the point of launching terrorist attacks against its civilians? I've never thought of it that way. The only way to accept that regular Muslims, such as Mohammed Bohel, the non-ISIS-affiliated perpetrator of the Nice attack, are aggrieved at France's war on ISIS, is by first accepting that such Muslims identify and support the worst human rights-abusing state of the 21st century. On France's domestic front, Hannigan finds a number of other factors and policies to aggrieve Muslims. He writes, the country, which has Europe's largest Muslim minority, also has a steadfastly secular culture that sidelines religion in public life, typified by a ban on Islamic face veils in public and headscarves in state schools and civil service. Supporters say this encourages a common French identity, but critics say it alienates non-Christian minorities who see many vestiges of France's traditional Catholicism, such as official holidays for Christmas and Easter, but little leeway for them. This is where somebody stands up and talks like Vladimir Putin. Where, you know, Putin gets out there and says, if you wish to come to Russia, then be Russian when you get here. France, here France's crime is they want to remain French. They don't want to become an Islamic satellite. And we have a gross misrepresentation of facts here. All religious symbols, not just Muslim ones like the hijab, are banned to some extent in France. And although there are many more Christians than Muslims in France, they do not commit terrorist acts. Maybe it's because Christianity works well with secular rule. At any rate, by claiming that France alienates non-Christian minorities when indigenous Christians face the same restrictions, oh, well, it's just a bunch of junk. Anyway, some more junk from him. Some in the 5 million strong Muslim community, about 8% of the population, complain of discrimination, and many Muslims live in poor neighborhoods in the large cities. They feel France is unfairly tough on their religion. Why are they going there then? Why aren't they going to, let's see, they're coming from Syria and all these, why aren't they going to the UAE or Saudi Arabia or Iran or any of the, Turkey, some of these places, any of these places? Why are they coming to France? Why are they coming to France where they feel like they're getting bullied and beat up on? Why don't they feel aggrieved and hold, why are they looking at Syria and feel a little aggrieved about that, where they're, you know, getting beheaded and enslaved and raped and all this other stuff? Whatever you want to make of the claims of this report, the fact remains terrorism is a threat that weighs heavily on France and will continue to do so for a long time. This is coming from Prime Minister Manuel Valls. He said, today France is clearly the most threatened country. The question about the threat is not to know if, but when and where. The reasons for this have little to do with Western-sponsored Islamic propaganda and everything to do with Islam's presence in France, a non-Muslim infidel nation. If Muslims are terrorizing France due to social and political grievances, why are they also terrorizing and slaughtering other non-Muslim minorities who have no political power to aggrieve anyone? Anybody ask that question? For example, a 2016 statistical report found that Muslims, not ISIS, just regular Muslims, are responsible for persecuting Christians in 41 of the 50 worst nations to be Christian in. In these nations, Muslim governments openly discriminate against Christians. Churches are banned from being built, while Muslim mobs openly persecute, abduct, extort, enslave, and rape them with impunity. And they all justify their persecution by citing Islamic doctrine that are unequivocally hostile to non-Muslims. Yet here are Muslims who are allowed to build mosques and they're granted equality before the law, complaining because they feel France is unfairly tough on their religion. They're upset because they see many vestiges of France's traditional Catholicism, such as official holidays for Christmas and Easter, to quote Reuters. Unlike the disparity between the indigenous Europeans and their Muslim guests, the Christians being persecuted by Muslims are often identical to their persecutors in race, ethnicity, national identity, culture, and language. There is no political dispute, no land dispute. It all has to do with where they go to church. So why are they hated and hounded? Because they're Christian. They're infidels, and that's the ultimate reason that the French are being terrorized. All Western people, all non-Islamic people would do well to remember what James Lorimer wrote back in 1884. He said that so long as Islam endures, the reconciliation of its adherents, even with Jews and Christians, and still more with the rest of mankind, must continue to be an insoluble problem for an indefinite future. However reluctantly, we must confine our political recognition to the professors of those religions which preach the doctrine of live and let live, which is not Islam. That is not Islam. I wish it were different. I don't like disliking people because of anything. But, hey, Islam is not the answer. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick?
If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Despite all of the doom and gloom I'm spreading, I'm glad to be back. Although I think I heard that Zeke did a very good job. But coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We're going to talk about a couple things that we believe that bad guys think about guns, and I want to assure you that you should not think this about guns. Let us begin. Myth number one, you can't shoot accurately with a fill-in-the-blank pistol. This is an argument about subcompacts and pistols, revolvers with a long, heavy trigger, or pistols that have a long double action for the first round and a single action thereafter. The fact of this is that all this makes firing fast and accurate groups more difficult, but it need not be that way. This should not be an excuse for poor performance. If you have a subcompact pistol or revolver that shoots large groups, put the gun in a vise, shoot a few rounds with it at 10 to 15 feet, and see just how precise and accurate it really is. 9 times out of 10, if someone gives somebody a gun and tells them that it's all over the place, you can put the next 5 rounds in a 1-inch group. Am I a good shot? You'd have to ask my friend JT that. Yes. But I have bad vision. My eyesight is not that good anymore, and I wear sunglasses when I'm shooting, so that they're not like prescription sunglasses or anything. And I do train to shoot fast, though. And, you know, so I do, and that's the way I train. But you just have to put the time in to be able to consistently grip 3 fingers, keep your thumb relaxed, and patiently focus on the front sight where you slowly press your index finger straight back. The great news about that is you can practice 90% of what you need to be able to shoot precisely in your living room or basement doing dry fire without using any ammo or making any big noises. Case Gertz Kuntzman is around. And once you can do it with a subcompact gun or a gun with a difficult trigger, just think about when you pick up something you really like. Myth number two, it's better to practice spreading your shots rather than shooting one whole groups. The logic here is that as you're practicing on paper targets, you should try to spread out your shots so you'll do more damage to more organs and hopefully stop your attacker faster. I don't believe that. That was one of my problems when I was coming back into shooting after the heart attack. I believe that you should practice shooting one whole groups and progressively adding speed, motion, and or stress. And there's a few reasons why. First, keep in mind that shooting one whole group is a litmus test. The faster you can do it, the more solid your mechanical vision and mental skills are for shooting. The slower you have to do it, or if you can't do it at all, indicates that you have some low hanging fruit for improvement. Second, when you know you can shoot a one whole group, you earned your earned confidence goes up. When your earned confidence is high, you'll stay calmer. When you stay calmer and remain more in control than an extreme stress situation, you're dumping less adrenaline. You have a lower heart rate. It's going to be pretty bad anyway, but if you have good confidence in yourself, it's going to be better. Third, let's look at trying to spread out your shots increases damage myth. If this is a carbine or a rifle, yeah. But a pistol is not a carbine or a rifle. A pistol, and I mean, no matter what pistol it is, like Dr. John in the chat room has a beautiful SIG 220 10mm pistol. But, with the exception of that gun, normal pistols are relatively pathetic tools for stopping lethal threats in a very fast manner. And it normally takes multiple well-placed shots to stop the threat from a determined attacker who is at close range. And a determined attacker would be one who doesn't turn and run the sight of the muzzle blast regardless of what it does. So, you know, if you take exception to my comment about pistol ammo being pathetic, check out your state's hunting laws and see what caliber they consider to be the minimum humane caliber to use on deer. Myth three. All fine motor skills will fail under extreme stress. I love this argument. I've been jacked up over both sides of it for quite some time. I used to think that, yes, that would happen, that motor skills will fail under extreme stress. And then you meet, or you read about, or you look at reports, or you talk to Masada Yub, and you find that there's enough people who've been in combat multiple times to tell you that that's a wrong conclusion. Fine motor skills don't fail under stress. People fail under stress, and people can train and inoculate themselves to stress to the point where they can respond calmly and precisely in situations where others default to gross motor skills or freeze. And that's kind of tricky or fuzzy, but suffice to say that there's a gauntlet that you have to go through before you can respond calmly in situations where others get over-amped up or freeze up. And you won't know that you've made it through until you've been tested and had one or more successful outcomes, be it, you know, simulated, realistically simulated, or real. What you're going to find is that the more you practice or given a given fine or complex motor skill, the longer you'll be able to perform it at a higher pulse rate, higher adrenaline, among other brain chemical hormone levels. In other words, it's more accurate to say that fine motor skills will fail when you have an extreme reaction to an extreme stress event. Myth number four. When you get shot, Myth number four, you fall down and stop fighting or die when you get shot. At the beginning of the global war on terror, people were getting shot with non-immediate life-threatening wounds, not realizing they were shot, and they were still fighting. And then when they saw they were shot, they fell on the ground screaming like they'd seen people do on TV and sometimes even dying. That's what we see on TV and the movies. When you play paintball and get hit, you raise your gun and yell, "I'm hit," and I'm out, and you stop fighting. Same with airsoft. Same with most wax bullet and ammunition training, and it is not reality. There's a 90% plus chance that you'll survive a single gunshot wound. And that's without body armor. So if you get hit, keep fighting. The fight is not over till you're finished or until the fight is finished. Keep fighting. It does you no good to quit fighting at that point. If you're in something that desperate and you're hit, go for it. Go for it like you got nothing to lose. The motor skills one is particularly... One of the things about motor skills, and the military figured this out. The military figured out that if we drill you enough, if we make you concentrate on these steps, then you're going to concentrate on the steps when this happens. First, they got to get you over the shock when you're introduced to the real thing, and then you start concentrating on the steps. And then before long, everybody just thinks that everybody in the military is some cold killing machine. But it's simply the way that the training occurs. And the repetition of the training. Period. That's all it is. And fine motor skills, that's... And when we're saying fine motor skills, what are we saying? We're saying when you draw the weapon that your finger's indexed on the side of the slide, not on the trigger. We're saying that you can make a magazine change. We're saying that you can clear a stoppage in your semi-automatic weapon. Or reload your revolver. Those are fine motor skills. Okay? You can do the details that seem to escape people in moments of stress. That's what fine motor skills are. Which is, you know, something to train on every day. I still do dry fire practice. Lots and lots of dry fire practice. We figure out who to call, Ben. We know where to call now. I'm flying solo right now. Nobody at the helm.
What's up?
You're my Captain Kirk. Like when I say Captain, are we flying right? Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Hour number two coming up. Sean Maloney, this is Lock and Load.
Is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.